John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. He's finally coming to town once again. It's the Hot Summer Nights Tour 2020 happening at Citizens Bank Park in the parking lot. It's going to be like going to a drive-in. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. His new special is called Hey Big Boy and is available on Netflix. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the man about the world, Bert Kreischer, is joining us. Good morning, sir.
It feels so good to be going back to work.
I can only imagine. I mean, every comic we talk to is just climbing the walls.
Oh, it's insane. I'll tell you what, the first time I got back on stage, we did a little run of clubs and then we did some drive-ins.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting because as a comic, you're thinking one joke ahead of yourself.
Right.
But then you get there and you're like, wait, what am I supposed to be saying next? And you're it was so tough.
Dave, you probably don't know about this, but Bert's been buying guns.
Steve told me that. Missed this bit.
What's this all about? Are you preparing for the apocalypse now?
No, I bought a gun the same way that you get to it. Like, I'm sure there every guy listening to this right now is going, there was one night where I was drunk sitting on my couch looking online, and I was like, hey, how come I don't have a motorcycle?
Right.
Like, why don't I have an ATV? I should get a Wave Runner. I thought the same way. I was driving down the street, and I saw a gun store, and I was like, how come I don't have a gun? Like, I should definitely have a gun. My dad can't tell me what to do. So I bought a gun, and it was the funnest thing I've ever... I have more fun with that guy than I've ever had on a Monday. It was a blast, and I am a horrific gun owner. Like, I told a bit about it on my last special, and the reason I love this bit is because everyone who's a gun owner loves it, and everyone who's against guns loves it also.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
Oh, yeah. They're like, he is the reason we should outlaw guns. My favorite thing to do with a gun is point it at someone. My other favorite thing to do is drink with it. If I can do both of those at the same time, I'm having a blast.
Even Dave's against guns right now.
I don't want to see a gun in the hand of anyone who's shirtless.
First time I ever pointed it at my wife, she said, you're not supposed to point your gun at someone. And I go, that's exactly what they meant them for. Like, you're not using it right if you don't point it at someone. They didn't make them not to point them. The whole point of a gun is to point it at someone. She goes, you don't ever point a gun at someone unless you plan on using it. And I was like, oh, looks like you better do the dishes, huh?
Now, what kind of guns did you get?
I don't even know, John. They're big ones.
The big ones.
Oh, my God.
I got to be dead honest with you. I know I have a Glock. Like, someone said, what is it, a Glock 22, Glock 32, 39, 39 Glock? And I was like, I don't know. It's just like the regular Glock. Like, I remember the guy sold me bullets. This is how bad I am. He sold me bullets for the Glock. And he goes, all right, so you got two bullets. You have, like, target bullets and then, like, hollow point bullets. And I said, what are the hollow point bullets? He goes, hollow point bullets are the ones you keep in the gun when you have the gun in your house. And then target bullets you take out and you shoot with a target. He goes, how many do you want? I said, well, probably like, what do you think, like 9 cases of target bullets? He goes, yeah, that's fine. And he goes, how many hollow point cases? I go, probably 9. And he goes, whoa. How many people do you plan on killing? I go, what? And he goes, you should never use a hollow point bullet in your life, let alone 9 cases of hollow point bullets. And I was like, okay, just one case? He goes, one case. I don't know why I asked. Bro, I got a shotgun and I broke it.
How did you break it?
I thought I got the one where you go like that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, right.
But apparently I got the one that just doesn't move. I got the circumcised one.
The circumcised one.
And I put a bullet in it, and then I closed the sidey door, and then I went to do the to unload the bullet or something, so I've seen it in movies,
uh-huh,
and nothing happened. And I was like, how do I get it out of the gun? Like, so I called Bill Burr. I go, hey, man, how do you get, like, a bullet out of a gun? He goes, is this a trick question? I was like, no, I'm dead serious. He goes, pull the trigger. It comes out really quick.
First off, in shotguns, they're called shells. They're not called
shells.
Bullets.
All right. Shells.
These are spready bullets.
Spreading bullets.
I got two types of shells. I got the you're scared shell, right? Like,
right.
Like, hey, that's a hurdy shell. And then I got the, hey, it's time to replace our wall shell.
Yeah. How are the girls? What's going on with them?
Oh.
How old are the girls now?
16. 13 and 14, oh, and it is...
Oh, God. Oh, you poor son of a bitch.
It is tough, man. We, like, not to get serious for a second, but we had to put down our dog, Abigail, yesterday, day before yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it was rough, man. It was so rough. And, you know, I can't help it. I'm a comedian. And mm-hmm. then, like, and so, like, even in, like, the most traumatic moments, my default is to make a joke. I don't know why.
Because you're a comic. I mean, that's your defense.
So we put her down, and you're watching your daughter's meltdown, and I'm trying to hold it together and not make a joke because it's not the time to make a joke in front of my daughters. So then she passes, and she's a big dog. She's 140 pounds. So,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Bull Mastiff. Beautiful dog. Go on my Instagram. Beautiful dog. And so we put her in a stretcher. And we carry her in a stretcher out to the lady that put her down, her and her boyfriend's with her, out to their Jeep. And we go to put her in the back, and I look at them, and I go, oh, how long is you? Are you going to put her in the back? And they're like, yeah, we're going to put her in the back. She'll be fine. I said, well, she actually likes to ride in the front seat. And the lady's like, excuse me? And I go, yeah, I'd rather her sit in the front. Is that okay? And she goes, I think my boyfriend was going to sit up front. Now, by the way, I don't have, like, I'm not in the mood to go, I'm joking. Right. Like, I'm just like, oh, whatever, you didn't get the joke. Now I'm just like, whatever. So then we go to put her in the back, and I look at the lady dead serious. I go, hey, if she wakes up, you'll let us know, right? John, she looked at me dead serious. She goes, oh, honey, she's not going to wake up. I go, yeah, I know, I watched you kill her. Are you kidding me?
Oh my god.
The second it took everything in my heart, of hearts, the second she put the needle in her leg and started pushing, to not go stop.
Oh god. Is there any tasteful way that you could explain your wife catching you watching porn?
Yeah. Oh, very tasteful. So I didn't even know I was watching porn. Like, that's what's bad about it, is, like, it's gotten so ingrained into me that I'm supposed to be putting clothes away in the closet, and now I'm on my phone. And I'm not even, like the first thing that got me in isn't the thing I'm into, so now I'm scrolling, looking for something real, you know?
Okay.
Like something to kind of shock you, where you're like, whoa, quicksand porn, what's that? So all of a sudden, I hear her walk in. I hear her walk in. I shut it off. I put it in my pocket. And she just looks at me so curious and goes, what were you doing on your phone? I go, just replying to work emails. And she goes, really? And I said, yeah. And she goes, you sure you weren't watching Stepmother Punishes Stepson? And I'm like, wait, what? Like, that, I'm thinking that's really accurate for a guess. Like, I don't know what I was watching, but it sounds like the title. And I go, no. I stand my ground. I'm like, no. And she goes, hey, moron, your phone's tethered to the TV in the bedroom. She had been watching. She walked in and just sees porn on there and is watching me scroll through all the porns I deem boring. All the regular stuff that she finds appalling, I'm like, pass. Girl on girl, what am I, in eighth grade? Next. Then I had to explain to her, like, she'd never seen a porn, like the kind that I'm watching.
Right.
And she was like, what is that? And I was like, it's sex. And she was like, they don't make, like, regular porn? I go, what do you mean regular porn? She goes, like, the stuff we do. I go, you mean a bloopers reel? No. There's no porn in the history of pornography where the woman stops mid-sex and goes, wait, are our sprinklers on?
Bert Kreischer, his Hot Summer Nights Tour 2020 is coming to Citizens Bank Park August 16th. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Basically, they're setting up the parking lot like it's a drive-in theater. You get to stay in your car. You listen to it on your radio because they're going to pick a radio channel and they'll be feeding it to you. It's a really safe way to see a show. And you pay by the carload, don't you, Bert?
Yeah, this is not a cost-effective tour whatsoever.
Bert Kreischer also has his Netflix special, Hey Big Boy, available on Netflix, obviously, where you can find out more about his wife's porn habit and, of course, the proper way to buy guns. Classic Rock, 102.9.
It's such a freak show here.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.